with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake.
Welcome back. It's the grilling guys on Jethro FM. We're all over this wild world on Jethro.fm or thegrillingguys.com. But thanks for tuning in. We're in the middle of December, and the stress starts to happen a little bit as people they tend to spend money they don't have for people they think that really need stuff that don't. And I'm in that category, right?
Yeah. Let me see your spice there, Jop.
All right.
A couple weeks ago, we had Chef Calvin on the show from Miami. I think he's from Louisiana, actually. But he's got a spice company called Spiced Up. And he sent me all these samples, and here's a couple for you. He didn't send me a bunch of them. He sent me like four.
Oh, so I got half.
You got the two I didn't want.
Typical.
No, actually, I got you two that I thought would help you. The one is Asian, and I don't really think you've ever cooked any Asian food, so I thought, well, if you need to do something with a little Asian flair, you got a kit.
Yeah,
add water and stir.
Okay, so earlier in the year, if you've been listening, I bought one of those Blackstone griddles. Okay, so this is Dutch kid Asian. Asian is what I'm doing because I'm learning to do stir fries and I'm learning to do different things that they would do on a hibachi.
Wait a minute, I think you just made up a word there.
No, I might have.
Dutch kid Asian.
Right. Yeah. But I'm learning to do things on that griddle.
Oh, so you're doing a little Benihana.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Flipping the eggs.
You get two spatulas with one of those things, so you really got to learn how to
Conrad,
cook both
I think
hands.
We have a new sumo wrestler here in our midst.
I am just telling you that there's a new desire to learn more about Asian cooking because I now have a piece of equipment that would lend itself to that.
You're kidding me. You're telling us now, finally, after all this time, that you got a Blackstone?
Right.
When were you going to...
Right. We beat that to death. But it's a new piece of equipment that a lot of guys have. They're all over the stores right now, and 5 years ago, they weren't.
Yeah.
Right? So it's what else is new in barbecue
and
except
that? And if you need one, I can give you Randy's address. You can just snag it out of the backyard.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder where you would buy one of those. Costco?
What?
I'd go to Costco.
A what?
Blackstone.
Oh, they got them everywhere. But Costco. I don't know. I know where I bought mine and it was, I needed it the next day when I got around to doing it. And I actually used it for a big softball tournament that I cooked for. And it was great. I did, 40, 50 burgers at a time and I had 300 guys to feed. So it turned out a bunch of food that way too.
Well, so far we blew right by the turkey and now we're blowing right by the perfect ham every time.
Hey man, I'm just telling you that's how we roll. If it's your first time listening, grilling guys, buckle up. This
Sorry
is the way it always goes, right?
Hey, I'm curious. Do you listen to any podcasts at all?
No.
Not even your own?
Well, I make this noise. I don't know as I want to listen to it, right?
No, well, shouldn't you learn how to do it, right?
Right.
How about you, Conrad?
I'm really not into podcasts. I like live radio, so like this. But
okay, so speaking of deviating from the show plan, I'm reading
I'm going somewhere.
Oh, are you?
I'm going somewhere here. I wanted to plug one that's really cool. It's called Jocko Podcast, and he's a former SEAL, and I think now he's an insurance exec. He's an MMA fighter. The guy is incredible, but he's got like one of the biggest, fastest growing, hottest podcasts in the world, and it's just
where are we going with this? What does this have to do with
this?
About
a guy, this is a guy's radio show, right? Guys want to listen to Jocko.
Is this,
I'm telling
one
you,
one of your conspiracy theorist guys?
No, he's just a very cool. He's well known. If you don't know who he is, then now you do.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Jocko, Jocko. I'd have to look at my phone. I don't know. It just comes in automatically. It's a marvel. It's something I got from Tim Cook. So let's do a perfect ham every time. Joppy, take it away.
I want to hear about ham because that's important to me. Let me tell you.
So there's fresh hams and there are pre-cooked smoked hams. the stuff that you see at the big box grocery stores for 89 cents a pound is, you know, a
gelatin.
I'll spiral cut one of these or one of those is okay. I mean, it's edible.
When it plops out on the plate with all that gelatin hanging off it?
Oh, well, you got to heat it up. I mean, but, you know, people... There's
Are you talking about opening a can?
Of course I am. Old school, buddy.
That'd be a canned ham.
Mom used to do that.
Yeah, right. A can of whoop-ass.
I'm not, well, you know, I didn't... They must have done that forever, right?
Right,
because,
sure.
Because what? Refrigeration was a special thing. You didn't have it everywhere. And they used to ship, them over from Poland.
Since the 30s on, they've had refrigeration. So,
yeah, but those,
we still had canned hams.
Yeah. What do you think,
Randy?
That's
not the ham I'm talking about.
You can't throw the whole can in the smoker?
I can.
Oh!
So. I can.
Right. Careful getting that thing out of there, buddy. You'll burn your hand.
You'll cut yourself, too.
Right. So
don't lick the lid.
I bet I could drive to 30 stores and not find a canned ham for every store that I could find one in.
Oh, no. They're everywhere. Just go in the meat department. You'll see canned hams.
I have never seen one in a store, but I guess I don't look for them either.
You know what? All I can say is...
Is it spam? Is it in the same aisle where the spam is? Is that what that is?
You know, I feel sorry for people who listen to this show today because Duzma, I'm talking about you, Dave Duzma. Some people actually make it a point to be at their radio, like Conrad says, listening to live
radio.
Don't
ruin that for them, okay? Let's get this thing back on track.
Okay, ham. Ham. Yeah. We're on ham. We left the canned hams on the shelf.
Yes,
okay, we're moving on to something a little better.
Don't lick the lid.
So spiral. If you go to the big grocery stores right now, this time of year, 79, 89, 99 cent ham per pound is out there.
Really?
And yeah,
you think it's that cheap?
I walked by it. I know it for a fact.
Wow.
So they're out there, and basically it's a pre-cooked solution injected ham that probably most people think tastes okay. And all you got to do is heat it and eat it. You're not cooking it. You're heating it up is all you are, because it's a smoked ham that's come. It's been commercially processed. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus because it's convenient. It's priced right. And people like the taste of it, I guess. But so that's one way to do it. But you got to heat that thing up, right? So I'm going to talk about a fresh ham in a minute. But when you heat that up, you don't brine it. You don't put any more solution on it because it's been injected and it comes in a solution of brine. So I put the thing in the oven in a roasting pan, or what I particularly like to do is put it on my pellet smoker, because my pellet smoker, if I put it at about 185, 190 degrees, I get a lot of smoke. But if I turn that thing up to like 300, then the smoke kind of goes away and I get pure heat because the pellets are burning more efficiently.
Well,
they don't smoke as much.
And there again, we're back to that same thing I was trying to before. It's so easy to make a little change and your whole game just switches.
Right.
You kept saying pellet grill, pellet grill. Well, how many people have pellet grills? Only a percentage, right? A lot of people who smoke do it the old-fashioned way and just have a plain old wood pellet charcoal smoker, not pellet, but charcoal or wood smoker. So these things we're throwing out there, keep in mind that whatever you're using for equipment may not apply to the technique we're espousing here. So you just, because you said, you know, if I'm at this temp, I get this much smoke. Dude, I had my Cajun out the other night. I was at 375 and it was smoking like a house fire. So you can actually do that with high temperature. And sometimes you want to do a fast and furious on a smoke. And you can do that with a wood smoker. You can't do that with a pellet smoker. So,
and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Which
no,
is why
no,
I, was
I understand
going down
that.
The road.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's different for everybody out there depending on the equipment you're using.
Well, you know what? We're running out of time at the end of this segment, and
we're not going to touch the ham, are we?
We're not. We're not. I tried. I got intercepted. I got taken down that rabbit trail. I'm back now. But there's just not enough time. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Trainwreck Show. Stick with us. We'll be back.